1. From Hunger. I got my first job when I was 9 years old. One of my classmates was a caddy at a local country club near Ellesmere, Kentucky. One day he asked me if I wanted to be a caddy too, and I said, "Sure." My parents thought it was a good idea since it would teach me the value of a dollar. I thought it was a great idea since I would get to keep the dollars. This was the beginning of my love affair with money. As a result of working at the country club, I learned just how important money really was. It enabled people to have the nicer things in life, most of which I hadn't even known existed. My father was only making $4,000 or $5,000 a year as a surveyor back in the early 1950s, so we couldn't afford the nicer things in life. Summit Hills was not a very fancy country club, but it was a country club, and the people there had a lot more money than the people near where I lived did. So at the age of 9, I became one of the only kids in my class at St. Henry's who knew that Oldsmobiles are better. I used to caddy for Charlie Robke. He didn't play golf very well, but he made a lot of money and had a beautiful car. Charlie would show up in his new Cadillac Eldorado convertible with the top down and his good-looking blonde wife who had on a chiffon scarf sitting next to him. I would say to myself, "Self, I like what Charlie's got, and I think I want to do what Charlie's doing. I don't want to drive a Chevrolet like my folks. I'd like to have an Eldorado like Charlie." I didn't even know what Charlie did for a living, and it didn't matter. Charlie made a lot of money and had many of the nicer things in life.